Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Here's a quick little recording we did back in middle of February of 2021 on the greatest jersey number fives in NFL history, the greatest players that wore that jersey number, and we had some really good ones and did it as a solo podcast. Hope you enjoy this.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
But we had some great number fives. And I'm going to go through the fives, and we're going to try to come up with a list of our top five of the fives today because there were some substantial ones. Now, we have three Hall of Famers, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that wore the number five in their NFL career. And we'll talk about the first one now, and that's the great Paul Hornung. Paul was born on December 23rd, 1935, Louisville, Kentucky. Paul Hornung was a legendary Notre Dame halfback, and he came into the NFL. He was the golden boy, they called him. He was an All-American selection 1955-1956. But he arrived and he played for the Green Bay Packers. And with the Packers, they got him on a bonus draft pick to select him to play for their franchise. And Hornung enjoyed a great 9-year pro career with the Packers, where he led the league in scoring as he was both a halfback and a place kicker for the team. Hornung scored 760 career points, and 62 of those were touchdowns and 190 point after kicks and 66 field goals. And he was entered into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1986. Our next Hall of Famer that wore number five is George McAfee. George was born on March 13, 1918 in Corbin, Kentucky. He was a 6-foot tall halfback defensive back that weighed 178 pounds and played his college ball at Duke University. The Pro Football Hall of Fame tells us what a stellar two-way star George was, as he could score quickly from anywhere in the field on offense, and on defense he picked off 25 passes in just 8 seasons that he played in the NFL. All 8 of his playing years with the Chicago Bears, and offensively he scored 22 touchdowns on the ground while crossing the goal line an additional 11 times on pass receptions in his career. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined George McAfee in 1966, and he wore the number 5 for his entire career with the Bears. Our third Hall of Famer is Morton Anderson. We've talked about Morton Anderson on some of our other numbers, but he wore the number 5 2 different times in his career when kicking for the Atlanta Falcons. He was born on August 19, 1960. Morton Anderson was a Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker, most notable for the Falcons and the Saints. And the Danish-American kicker had a remarkable 25 career years in the NFL. He attended Michigan State University prior to his NFL career, and he was the first player to kick 3 field goals of 50 yards or more in the same game successfully. He's the all-time leading scorer for 2 teams, the Falcons and the Saints, and he had 14 different seasons where he scored at least 100 points or more. Morton Anderson was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 2017. I think, as we've been doing, those Hall of Famers get the automatic bid. So George McAfee, Morton Anderson, Paul Hornung, those are 3 of our 5 spots are filled in. Now, we've got some other great candidates to fill in the other 2 to be our top 5, the awarded number 5 in NFL history. So let's go through some of them. A lot of quarterbacks here. First quarterback comes to mind is Donovan McNabb. He was born November 25th, 1976, and he was a Syracuse University quarterback that was picked by the Philadelphia Eagles in the 1999 NFL Draft. In his career, he played 11 years with the Eagles, and then a year each with the Minnesota Vikings and the Washington Redskins. As a starter, Donovan was 98-62-1 pretty good record, and threw for 37,276 yards and 234 touchdowns, when he just had 117 interceptions. You know, I love that ratio when you look at touchdowns to interceptions for those quarterbacks. 234 touchdowns, 117 interceptions. Not bad at all. He played in 5 Pro Bowls and 16 playoff games, including 5 NFC championships and 1 Super Bowl. That is a pretty good statistic. So Donovan McNabb is definitely on the waiting list here to get on our top 5. Now, next quarterback I want to talk about is still playing, Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was born on January 16, 1985, and played college football at both Pitt and Delaware. The Baltimore Ravens picked him up in the 2008 NFL Draft, and he played 11 seasons in Baltimore, starting most of them, and played in 15 playoff games so far, and 1 Super Bowl with the club where he won. And his overall starting record so far is 98-77, and he's thrown 40,931 yards, 224 touchdowns, and 144 interceptions. Not bad at all for Mr. Joe Flacco. Our next legendary quarterback that wore number 5 wore it for 7 seasons in the NFL, Jeff Garcia. He had the number 5 with the 49ers and with the Cleveland Browns. He also wore some other numbers during his career. And in his NFL career, he was 58-58 as a starter with 6 playoff games and threw for 25,000 career NFL yards with 161 touchdowns, 83 passes that were picked off. So almost a 2-to-1 ratio in the NFL. He also played 5 seasons in the CFL for Calgary, and he had 16,442 yards passing, 111 touchdowns and 52 interceptions. Also about a 2-to-1 ratio. So about 2-to-1 ratio touchdowns to interceptions his whole career for Jeff Garcia. Definitely under consideration for our list. Another great quarterback, Kerry Collins. He wore the number 5 for 13 of his 18 years in the NFL. He played for Carolina, New Orleans, the New York Giants, Oakland, Tennessee, and Indianapolis. He had 40,992 career yards passing with a record of 81-99, 208 touchdowns, 196 interceptions. That's almost 1-to-1 there. But he had 7 playoff games and he was in 2 Pro Bowls. Well, Mr. Collins is definitely under consideration, but that record, having a losing record as a starter, not real good. And I'm not sure, I'm real crazy about the touchdowns to interceptions ratio there. Now we have another guy that's still playing, still fairly young quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. He played for Minnesota, New Orleans, and late with Carolina. So far in his career, he's 26-23 as a starter, 11,385 yards so far, with 53 touchdowns and 36 interceptions, 1 playoff game. Not a bad ratio, 53-36. I'd like to see a little bit more touchdowns than interceptions, but he's sort of in there, 1.5 to 1, I guess. Then we have 3 kickers that I would put under consideration. First one's Pat Leahy, a kicker, had 17 seasons wearing the number 5. In field goals made, he was 304 of 426. And his extra points, he was 558 of 584. We also have Matt Prater, kicker, 14 seasons wearing the number 5 in Denver and Detroit. He started off his first season in Atlanta. His field goal ratio was he made 321 of his 386 attempts. In extra points, he was 491 of 503. So definitely under consideration there. And then we have one punter, Sean Lindetta, wore the number 5 on his jersey in the NFL for 19 seasons with a career 43.3 yards per punt. Pretty good statistics there. So we have a wide array here. Let's go back and review. We're going to put our 3 Hall of Famers that wore the number 5 in our top 5, and George McAfee, Paul Hornig, and Morton Anderson. And we have to choose 2 more from the list we talked about. We just talked about Donovan McNabb, Joe Flacco, Jeff Garcia, Kerry Collins, Teddy Bridgewater, Pat Leahy, Sean Lindetta, and Matt Prater. Got to choose 2 of those. Well, I think I am going to go with definitely Donovan McNabb. I like his overall winning percentage. He's 98-62-1. He's thrown for over 37,000 yards, 234 touchdowns, while only 117 interceptions. Played in 5 Pro Bowls, 16 playoff games, 5 NFC championships, and 1 Super Bowl. Donovan McNabb is one of my 5. And I think the other person I'm going to choose is a Super Bowl winner, Joe Flacco, still playing. But I like Joe's record overall, 98-77. He's thrown for almost 41,000 yards. He's still going. And he has 224 touchdowns to 144 interceptions. So our top 5, Joe Flacco, Donovan McNabb, Morton Anderson, George McAfee, and the great Paul Hornig. Those are your greatest number 5s to ever wear that on their jersey in the NFL, according to the Pigskin Dispatch. And we appreciate you joining us today. If you have any problem with anything we said, or maybe we forgot somebody that we should put under consideration, please email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we will cover it in a future episode of this podcast. And we're trying to make some resolutions, and I know we're going to make mistakes. We're going to miss some people. There's a lot of players that have played 100 years of the NFL, and we can't get them all right. But you, our listeners, we're really counting on you to help us out here and do that. Want to remind you, too, that if you liked what you heard today and you want to help the show out, we have on our front page of pigskindispatch.com, we have a buy a cup of coffee tab up in the top right side of the screen. If you pull that down and you can make a small donation of anything you can to help the expenses of Pigskin Dispatch, we will send you our list of the numbers 0 through 5, are big picks that we've had with our guests and with myself, and we'll send that list to you via email, because you'll put your email in when you buy the cup of coffee, and we'll send that right to you so you can enjoy the list to see who we've picked so far in the 0 through number 5 of this podcast. So we look forward to hearing from you. We appreciate you stopping by and joining us again all over the world, and we're really excited about that we have fans all over the world. And don't worry, we're going to keep coming to you every single day of the year, bringing you football history that you love, and making sure you know about those great legends on their birthdays and what jersey numbers they wore. And we're going to make sure we cover all that for you. And so we want to see you back here tomorrow. You can find us on the pigskindispatch.com/podcast. You can see all our podcasts there. You can hit your subscribe button on your podcast player right now, and then make sure as soon as we get the next episode released, you'll know right when it happens. Or you can go on to sportshistorynetwork.com, and we have all our podcasts there, as well as 16 other great podcasts and podcasters, hosts that just have some excellent content and some great guests that you'd be interested in sports history. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, To learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.